Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, you guys. It's Yaz. And one of my friends asked me, how do you play a player? All right. How do you play a player? And I'm going to tell you how to play a player. But me doing this podcast goes against my general grain of what I should be podcasting on. Because to be honest, players are not worth your time. Okay. Point blank, they're not worth your time. But if you find that, you know what, you're dealing with a player and you want to give them a taste of their own medicine, then listen to what I have to say, okay? First of all, in order to play a player, only certain type of people can do this, you guys. You have to be somebody that knows how to detach your feelings and not get feelings for somebody or catch feelings for somebody. You have to go into this like, this person is not going to be anything long term. I'm just going to play this person. Okay. And it's not for everybody. So if you're somebody that easily catches feelings, don't do this. Okay. This is not for you. So how do you play a player? Well, let's talk about what a player actually is. There's different kinds of players out there. You got male players, you got female players, right? And basically, it's all part of the game, okay? What they're going to do is they're going to come on strong. They're going to love bomb you. They're going to try to fool you. This is what players do. They try to fool you to get over on you for some kind of benefit, which could be sex or whatever, okay? And you got female players out there too. My best friend, she is a female player. She is rotating four different guys that she dates, okay? She's not sleeping with four different guys, but she has four different guys that she dates here or there, okay? And personally, I don't recommend it because I feel like you're wasting your time. If somebody is not for you, you shouldn't be giving them your time. I mean, it depends on what you want out of life. Some people just want to live in the moment and have fun. But one thing you got to remember is when you're a player and you're doing that, that is time wasted on the wrong people. That's just, you know, kind of drifting along. And this is what a lot of players do. They're out there just to have fun. And a lot of times, players stay in the same spot. It could be 3 years down the line, 4 years down the line, sometimes 10 years down the line. And they're still in the same spot they were 10 years earlier. Okay? That's why a lot of players always contact you later on, because they rotate either the women or they rotate the men if it's a female. And then later on, when they're alone, because players, a lot of times they end up alone and they go back to old people they used to talk to. And that's when you get the call from them. Hey, how you been? Hey, I miss you. All right. Because they come back, not because they missed you or they really loved you, but sometimes it's just their ego. They want to see if they still have it. So you got to understand something about players. A huge reason why some people are players is because they need that outside validation. All right. A lot of them are afraid of getting hurt. Yeah, that's true. That's facts, you guys. A lot of players are very insecure. They could put on a great front, all right? They're trying to prove to everybody or to themselves, like, oh, I can get all these people, you know, I can get all these women or I can get all these men. But deep down within themselves, they have an insecurity. That's why they always need an outside validation from somebody else to know that they're attractive or to know that they can score with that person. So a lot of them have, you know, inner insecurity, okay? A lot of narcissists are players as well, okay? So the thing that you got to keep in mind is with a player, a lot of times players want power, okay? They want power. And the other thing with players is that they're afraid of getting hurt. A lot of players have fragile egos. A lot of them have been hurt in the past. A lot of guys that I know that are players have been cheated on, have a bad outlook on women. So they might have gotten hurt by a woman and now they say, you know what, I'm just going to go out and I'm going to play all these women. And you have the same thing with the females. I know women that have gotten hurt by guys and say, you know what, I'm just going to go out and play all these guys, all right? But here's the thing, you guys. When somebody is a true player and they're dealing with you and they're not looking for anything long-term with you or serious with that you, basically, you can't really, really hurt a player because a player, a true player, does not get their feelings attached. That's why I said, in order to play a player, you cannot be one of these emotional type of people that fall in love easily, okay? Then it's not for you because you're going to get attached. So the thing is, when you start talking to somebody and you know that they're a player, you want to show them attention, okay? But you never let them feel like they got you completely. You get them to a point where they think that they got you almost wrapped. And then what you do is you ghost on them, okay? I shouldn't even be podcasting on this, but this is for the people that really want to know how to play a player, okay? There's two ways you can do that. You can either love bomb them. It's kind of like you do what they do. You love bomb them. And then you make them feel like they almost have you to a point where, you know, they feel like pretty confident that they almost have you wrapped, but not completely. And then you disappear for a day or two. And then you give them some lame excuse and you make like nothing. And when you contact them, you just say, hey, oh, I'm sorry. You know, my phone was acting up. My phone kept freezing and everything like that. That actually happened to me. My phone did freeze up. And when I was dealing with somebody in the past, they didn't even believe me. And it happened to be the truth. But that could be a lame excuse that you could give them. Or you could just, you know, just tell them, listen, you know, I've been so busy. I've been working on a project for work or anything like that. You don't make like you're spiteful. You don't become off sarcastic. You act very normal. So in a way, what you're doing is you're mind fucking them, okay? Which is what a lot of players do. They put on that act that they're really into you and everything like that. And then a lot of players disappear. They ghost. This is what ghosting a lot of times is about because they're rotating so many different people. So, you know, after they've love bombed you, they could be out the next night with somebody else. And that's why they're not picking up the phone with you. All right. So you got to pick up on it, guys. And you got to understand the game. Now, that's one way to play a player. Also, if you want to play a player, you always have other options, okay? Like my best friend, she is a player. She is somebody that just doesn't trust men. That's her. She doesn't trust men. She's been hurt in the past. She's not going to change. She's set in her ways, and this is how she rolls, and I don't judge. That's her life, okay? But I, you know, honestly, I feel that she's wasting her time doing that when she could be giving her time to people that could be a potential partner, and she shouldn't shut herself off to meeting somebody that's nice. But she always has somebody on the side, okay, that she talks to or that she goes and she sees. A lot of times, like she's seeing somebody regular right now, and you know, she just doesn't trust anybody. And that's another thing, you guys, with players. A lot of reasons why people are players is because they have no trust. They don't trust, they can't trust anybody, all right? A lot of women can be players because they, the men that they're with, they feel they don't trust them, so they have somebody on the side. And the same thing with the guys. A lot of guys have seen women that have cheated in their past, and they just, they're afraid of getting hurt. And a lot of men, too, have very fragile egos, all right? You know, I've seen where it can hurt men deeper when they've been cheated on sometimes than even women. That's why a lot of men, you know, men are always, you know, conditioned to be strong and not show their emotions. And, you know, they're the male role and everything like that. You know, they're afraid of getting hurt. So that's why a lot of them, they're afraid to let their guard down, and they may have somebody else on the side that they talk to or they see or they have sex with, okay? That's why I tell you, when you get in a relationship with somebody, make sure that this person has a good attitude when it comes to trust. Make sure that this person is able to trust somebody, because a big characteristic of people that are cheaters or players are people that don't trust. That's why they deal in the numbers game, so that they could feel better. So that I had a woman come to me that she was in a relationship with a guy who happened to be a big time player. She didn't know he was a player. Later on in their relationship, she found out he was a big time player and had played her. And when she asked him about it, you know, why did you do that to me? I was loyal to you. His response was, I was just afraid of getting hurt. Okay? So going in, she didn't realize that this person had trust issues, that couldn't trust. So if you want to be in a loving, healthy relationship and want to know that, you know, that person is committed to you, be careful when you get involved with somebody who can't trust, okay? That's very, very important. But getting back to players, when you're a player, how you play a player is that, number one, you always have somebody on the side, okay? And I don't advocate this, you guys. As a matter of fact, I really don't think you should even bother playing a player. It's not worth your time. But I've had a lot of people ask me about that. Now, you could go a different route. And if you really want to shoot down a player, okay, let's say you're talking to somebody and you know they're a player. You know they're talking to a lot of other people. They may not think that you know, but you just know because you're not stupid and you see the signs, okay? And you, what you could do is that person, the player, is trying to feed their ego. This is what players are all about. It's about their ego. They want to know that you're sweating them. They want to know, they want that rush knowing that you really like them, that you're always there to take that call, or you'll see them at a drop of a hat, or you want a relationship with them. That just is like fuel on a fire. They love it, love it. So if you really want to shoot down a player, okay, and you don't want to play the games of having other people on the side and all that, the way you do it is you never let them know you have fallen for them, okay? You never fall for somebody like that, never, okay? You take a mental note and you look at that person and you say, you know what? This is somebody that I'm going to go nowhere with, so let me not get my heart all attached to this type of person, because that type of person likes to have a lot of different people in their life. They can't be monogamous. I'm dealing with somebody who can't be monogamous, so I'm not going to get myself attached to them. And the way that you play a player is you show them indifference. You showed them indifference, okay? You never, ever give them too much attention. You never, ever become available for them. You just treat them like they are just a friend. And as a matter of fact, if you really want to shoot down a player, the best way you could shoot down a player is you could tell them, you know, you seem like a really nice person. Don't ever show your hand and tell them you know what they are, okay? If you really want to shoot somebody down like that because you feel that person is trying to play you, what you do is you just tell them, you know, you seem like a really nice person, but I don't really feel the chemistry there. So how about we just stay friends? I'm telling you, you will shoot them down. That is the biggest blow to their ego. It will kill them. It is the best, you guys, okay? So if you ever want to shoot down somebody and kill their ego, and a lot of these players, like I said, have ego, you're rejecting them in a kind way. You're not rejecting them and you're not going to them and saying, oh, I know what you are. You're a player. Oh, I know what you are. Don't tell anybody what you're thinking, you guys. Don't show your hand. What you do is you play the game right back and you tell them, you know, you're a really nice person, but I'm just not feeling the attraction. It's just not there for me. So, you know, I think we're better off just staying friends. I guarantee you that person is going to be like, okay, forget it. All right, I got to go. They're not going to even want to be your friend. They won't even want to be your friend. They're going to be shot down. And that's how you mind fuck them before they mind fuck you, okay? Not to use that kind of language, but I'm keeping it real here. But the bottom line is, don't even waste your time. The bottom line is when you're dealing in the dating world and you're dealing with people that are trying to fool you, you don't even waste your time, okay? That's why I tell a lot of guys, I'm like, listen, you can't listen to these male coaches that tell you to play women because you know what? There's a lot of women that know the game. You're not fooling them. And when you start to show game, these women are just going to block and delete you. Believe me when I tell you, you know how many people I have blocked? A lot, all right? Because the minute I saw game, I was out. I wasn't going to play the game, okay? They're not worth my time. And what I used to do in the dating world, I used to tell them, listen, whatever your situation is, just keep it 100% with me and we're good, okay? If you date a lot of people, fine, okay? Just keep it honest so we know where we're at here. But 9 times out of 10, everybody always thinks they're smarter than the next guy and they'll be like, no, I'm not talking to anybody. No, I only want to talk to you and I don't want you talking to anybody else. And this is what they do, you guys. And then you give them a chance, you start to date them, and then you start to see game. And then you know what? Once you see game, once you see somebody playing games with you, then boom, they get cut off, okay? And that's why I tell a lot of the guys out there, don't do that. You know, keep it 100 with somebody. If you're dealing with women that are flaky or are playing games on you, you just don't bother with people like that. They're going to waste your time. You just don't bother with people like that. There are straight up people out there that are looking for honest people as well. And when you find that, you will know. You will know. There would be none of this game playing business, okay? So I thought that would be interesting for a few people out there. And I was asked to do this podcast and I hope it helps you. And please hit the subscribe button and share. Have a great night. Are you having a problem in your dating or relationship life and you need a question answered? Well, go to my website. The link is in the podcast description and you'll see how you can ask Yaz a question and get it answered confidentially. So go to the podcast description and look for the link where it talks about how Yaz will answer your question. Hi, you guys. It's Yaz. I want to tell you about my two books that are on Amazon, okay? You can download them free with the trial membership from Kindle. The first book is Regain Your Power. If you're in a relationship and you feel like your partner has all the control in the relationship, maybe you're walking around on eggshells, you're afraid to approach them, it's going to tell you how to regain your power and be happy in the relationship, okay? And what you may be doing wrong, and that's why your partner has all the control in the relationship. The other book is Signs He's Not Into You, He's Wasting Your Time. There's a lot of people that are dating someone or in a relationship with somebody who's not really vested in the relationship. And we often are confused as to whether our partner really likes us or is into us or wants a future with us. And this book is going to give you signs and red flags of whether your partner is into you or he's just basically drifting and wasting your time. So go to Amazon and download the Kindle free trial membership. Doesn't cost you anything. And check it out. It may help you. Okay? And have a great day.